Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for April 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on track 15. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Sign Up to Your Water Today. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Permanent Speed Change in Mudgee CBD, now in place. Track 7, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 8, Charity Shield Weekend brings $1.8 million economic benefit. Track 9, Flirtation Hill Mudgee Upgrade. Track 10, Daily Flights to Sydney Resume. Track 11, Your Council Representatives. Track 12, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 13, Events Calendar, April 2022. Track 14, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 15, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for April 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is the six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Sign Up to Your Water Today. Have you signed up to Council's online smart water meter tracker? Monitor your daily water usage, the peak periods, and possible leaks on your water. Along with daily data on the amount of water being used in the home, customers can review water charges and set up email and SMS alerts to notify of possible water leaks and high consumption periods. Before registering, please ensure your property details are correct on your water notice. Then visit yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You will be prompted to provide some personal details and information found on your latest water notice. Smart water meters have been installed throughout the region after Council secured $1.2 million through the Australian Government's Smart Cities and Suburbs program. The Smart Water Meter Network will provide an estimated $445,000 annual cost saving to ratepayers by detecting possible leaks. Millions of litres of water is lost from leaks throughout the region each year. Sign up at yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The numbers, 9,000 smart water meters installed throughout the region. 7,447, the total average litres consumed per person during February 2022. 3, the number of water treatment plants in the region servicing Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone, Candos and surrounds. There is a large photo of a computer screen logged into Your Water page, Council's online smart water meter tracker. The small photo captioned Monitor Your Daily Water Usage shows a smiling woman stacking plates into a dishwasher. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. I'd like to congratulate Council staff and all the volunteer organisations and sporting groups that contributed to the success of the recent NRL Charity Shield and A-League fixtures at Glen Willow. These events bring major social and economic benefits to the entire region. Council recently installed new water troughs at Mudgee Dog Park after residents raised issues with the previous troughs. This is a great example of Council's report a problem process in action. If you find a problem with Council infrastructure, the fastest way to let Council know about it is by lodging a request online, which can be done in just 2 minutes, or by calling our customer service team on 6378 2850. Council understands that a lot of people are concerned about affordable housing throughout the region at the moment. I want to assure the community that Council is aware of the concerns and is in discussions with the state government and community housing providers to find solutions to this very complex issue. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, permanent speed change in the Mudgee CBD, now in place. The speed limit in the town centre of Mudgee has now permanently changed to 40 kilometres an hour, following a road safety review and public consultation. The new speed limit will apply on parts of Church, Market, Mortimer, Perry and Lovejoy streets, as well as a section of Byron Place. In the 5 years from 2014 to 2019, 16 significant crashes occurred in the Mudgee CBD, including 5 involving pedestrians. One person died, one was seriously injured, and 2 were moderately injured in separate crashes. The Mudgee CBD Safety Review recommended lowering the speed limit with the goal of reducing the number and severity of crashes and preventing any further fatalities. The new 40 kilometres an hour speed limit is based on factors including road usage, geometry, crash history and traffic volumes. Transport for New South Wales has fully funded the implementation of the High Pedestrian Activity Area, or HPAA, with support from Council. As part of the changes, the school zone in Mortimer Street will receive a new flashing school zone sign and pavement markings. Drivers are reminded that school zone 40 kilometres an hour speed limits are for nominated times only, whereas HPAA 40 kilometres per hour speed limits are permanent and enforceable day and night. For more information, visit saferroadsnewsouthwales.com.au. That's saferroadsnewsouthwales.com.au. The main photo is divided and shows a map in red and white outlining the new 40 kilometre hour zones in Mudgee CBD, and a view of Market Street Mudgee with cars passing one of the new high pedestrian activity signs and a 40 kilometres per hour zone sign. Track 7, news in brief. There are 7 items. Playground upgrade. Council will match $146,000 in New South Wales Government grant funding to upgrade the Rylestone Showground playground. The new play space will include a liberty swing, carousel, swings, climbing tower, flying fox, toddler's play structure, older children's play structure, sensory play stations, nature play stations, shaded seating and shaded picnic area. Funding for this project was secured through the government's Everyone Can Play grant. Town Hall Cinema. Queen Bee's rated PG, Belfast rated M, and Sing 2 rated PG will hit the big screen this month on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of April. Tickets at Council's website or at the door, unless sold out prior, from $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Free activities to celebrate Youth Week. In celebration of Youth Week this month, 4th to the 14th of April, the Midwestern Regional Youth Council is hosting a range of free activities and competitions for people aged 12 to 25. Activities include a youth art exhibition, skate park clinics and competitions, film making workshops, short film competition and more. Details and bookings at mwrcyouth.eventbrite.com. Library children's shows. Children's entertainer and author Andy Jones will perform three shows at Mudgee Library on Tuesday, the 19th of April. Andy will be hosting two of his hilariously popular shows, Rap and Rhyme and Big Joke Show, during the day, as well as the main evening event, Quizzitch, Harry Potter Quiz and Game Show. Further details and bookings at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Let council know about an issue. Four new drinking troughs have been installed at Mudgee Dog Park. The new troughs were installed after park users reached out to council. The best way to let council know about an issue with a public facility or infrastructure is by lodging a report a problem request, which takes just 2 minutes online. You can find the report a problem request on council's homepage or by going direct to midwestern.nsw.gov.au/services/report-a-problem. Wallow Road reopening. Heavy downpours throughout March have delayed the reopening of Wallow Road, which has been closed throughout the Munghorn Gap to realign two dangerous curves as part of the three-year road safety upgrade. The road is expected to reopen in time for the school holidays on Saturday the 9th of April. For closure locations and updates, visit Council's website. Manly NRL game, 2nd of April. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles will take on the Canberra Raiders at Glenwillow on Saturday the 2nd of April. Tickets are still available for the NRL Premiership Round 4 game at 123tix.com.au. A free shuttle bus will be operating around the Mudgee CBD, and patrons are encouraged to either park in town and catch the shuttle bus or walk to Glenwillow, just 1 kilometre. Gates open at 2:30pm, followed by kick-off at 5:30pm. Track 8, heading Charity Shield Weekend brings $1.8 million economic benefit. The 2022 Charity Shield was a huge success among locals and visitors alike, with 9,257 streaming through the gates of Glenwillow. For the first time in 10 years, the St George Illawarra Dragons took home the Shield after defeating the South Sydney Rabbitohs 16-10 on Saturday the 26th of February. Council estimates from economic data that approximately $1.8 million was spent in the region over the weekend. Based on feedback from game patrons, 82% purchased food or drinks from local food vendors, more than 22% stayed three or more nights in the region, 28% stayed two nights, with a further 16% staying overnight. Of all the game attendees, a huge 94% said they planned to return to the region. As part of a six-year partnership with the Dragons and Rabbitohs, Council will host the Charity Shield again in 2023, with a date to be announced later this year. There is a photo of two smiling young football fans, one dressed in a Sydney Rabbitohs jersey and the other in a St George Illawarra Dragons jersey, posing with the large Rabbitohs mascot. Track 9, heading Flirtation Hill Mudgee Upgrade. Flirtation Hill will be reinvigorated with a new viewing platform, barbecue facilities and more after Council secured $375,000 in grant funding. Council will match the funding to upgrade the reserve and create a space for families as well as ecotourism opportunities. An all-new viewing platform will be constructed as part of the project, as well as security infrastructure, that's lighting, perimeter bollards and gates, car parking, barbecue, park furniture and tree removal to enhance views. Funding has been delivered through the New South Wales Government's Regional Tourism Activation Fund. Pictured is Flirtation Hill grassed area with the hills of Mudgee and blue sky in the distance and the roadway with pine logs in the foreground. Track 10, heading, daily flights to Sydney resume. Regular daily flights from Mudgee to Sydney will resume this month. The region's regular passenger service provider, Fly Pelican, will return to the daily flights from the 3rd of April. For a short period, Fly Pelican will operate a return flight between Mudgee and Sydney daily from Sunday through to Friday. Tickets will start at $149. Council invests in this important service to ensure it is readily available to residents of the Midwestern region. residents are encouraged to consider using the service when possible to maintain adequate passenger numbers and allow the continuation of regular flights between Sydney and Mudgee. To book, visit flypelican.com.au. The photo at right shows a smiling couple stepping onto the tarmac at Mudgee Airport from a Fly Pelican plane. Track 11, heading Your Council Representatives. There are head and shoulder photos of the 9 council representatives. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 12, heading, live, work, invest, visit, live. 2 new exhibitions will be unveiled at Mudgee Arts Precinct on Friday the 8th of April. A Brief History of Mudgee is a series of whimsical paintings that reimagine the region's history in a series of landscapes created by the talented Michael Burke. Similarly, Pamela Welsh's exhibition of small sculptures are based around the extraordinary story of Princess Alexandra of Bavaria, who was convinced she had swallowed a glass grand piano as a child. The intricately detailed sculptures portray a series of princesses who suffer from this rare psychological condition known as glass delusion. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. A permanent accessible amenities and public first aid addition will be constructed within Glen Willow Stadium after Council secured $103,000 in grant funding. The addition will include accessible toilets and baby change area and a first aid room. Funding has been delivered through the New South Wales Government's Regional Tourism Activation Fund. Visit. The second annual Mudgee Classic is returning on Sunday the 1st of May. Sections of Church and Mortimer Streets will be closed from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. for the race start on the 1st of May. Church Street will be closed between Short Street and Mortimer Street. Mortimer Street will be closed between Perry Street and the Kmart car park entrance. Pitts Lane will also be closed for the day. Information at mudgeeclassic.com.au/community. Track 13, heading Events Calendar, April 2022. 1st of April, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on April the 1st, 2nd and 3rd. Adults $15, children and concession $10 and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 2nd of April, Manly vs Canberra at Glen Willow. NRL Round 4 clash in Mudgee. Gates open at 2:30 p.m. and kick off at 5:30 p.m. Tickets at 123tix.com.au from $28 for adults and $18 for juniors. 3rd of April, April race meeting at Mudgee Race Club. Enjoy a great day out at the races, featuring a 7 race program, fashions on the field and varied ticketing options. 9th of April, Clay Gulgong at various locations. Experience a jam-packed week-long program of events that includes something for everyone interested in ceramics. 15th of April, Jamboree 2022 at AREC Mudgee. more than 30 dealers of gems and minerals selling minerals, gemstones, fossils and jewellery, along with displays and food stalls. 1st of May, Mudgee Classic. The cycling Grand Fondo event attracts more than 2,000 riders from across the country. 4 courses catering to all cycling abilities. Details at mudgeeclassic.com.au. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 14, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156 Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for April 2022. However, there is still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 15, heading A Story. Title, Closed Loop. My husband recently answered his work phone and heard someone start a familiar pitch about upgrading his computer software. A few seconds later, the other office line rang, and it was another cold caller, this one trying to sell life insurance. Just a moment, my husband said, and pushed the conference call button, connecting the two lines together. From the Reader's Digest Australia website, submitted by T. O'Brien. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.